弟兄姊妹早日早晨平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters, peace.
请我们一起再来看以斯拉记。
Let us once again look into the book of Ezra.
以斯拉记第九章。
Ezra chapter 9.
我们今天最后一次交通到以斯拉记。
This will be our final sharing on the book of Ezra.
以斯拉记第九章，我们从第一节读到第十节。
Ezra 9 verses 1 through 4.
这事做完了，众首领来见我，说以色列民和祭司并立位人没有离绝迦南人、赫人、比利洗人、耶布斯人、亚门人、摩亚人、埃及人、亚摩利人，忍效法这些国的民行可憎的事。
Ezra 9. Now when these things had been completed, the princes approached me, sayingThe people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the peoples of the lands, according to their abominations, those of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites.
因他们为自己和儿子娶了这些外邦女子为妻，以致圣洁的种类和这些国的民混杂，而且首领和官长在这世上为罪魁。
For they have taken some of their daughters as wives for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy race has intermingled with the peoples of the lands. Indeed, the hands of the princes and the rulers have been foremost in this unfaithfulness.
我一听见这事，就撕裂衣服和外袍，拔了头发和胡须，惊惧忧闷而坐。
When I heard about this matter, I tore my garment and my robe.And pulled some of the hair from my head and my beard, and sat down appalled.
凡为以色列神原以战惊的，都因这被掳归回之人所犯的罪，聚集到我这里来，我就惊惧忧闷而坐，直到献晚祭的时候。
Then everyone who trembled at the words of the God of Israel, on account of the unfaithfulness of the exiles, gathered to me, and I sat appalled until the evening offering.
献晚祭的时候，我起来，心中愁苦，穿着撕裂的衣袍，双膝跪下，向耶和华我的神举手说。
Five. But at the evening offering, I rose from my humiliation, even with my garment and my robe torn, and I fell on my knees and stretched out my hands to the Lord my God.
说我的神啊，我抱愧蒙羞，不敢向我神仰面，因为我们的罪孽灭顶，我们的罪恶滔天。
And I said, O my God, I am ashamed and embarrassed to lift up my face to you, my God, for our iniquities have risen above our heads, and our guilt has grown even to the heavens.
从我们列祖直到今日，我们的罪恶甚重，因我们的罪孽，我们和君王祭司都交在外邦列王的手中，杀害掳掠抢夺，连上蒙羞，正如今日的光景。
Since the days of our fathers to this day, we have been in great guilt, and on account of our iniquities, we, our kings and our priests, have been given into the hands of the kings of the land, to the sword, to captivity, and to plunder, and to open shame, as it is this day.
现在耶和华我们的神暂且施恩于我们，给我们留些逃脱的人，使我们安慰，如钉子钉在他的圣所。我们的神好光照我们的眼目，使我们在受辖制之中稍微复兴。
But now for a brief moment, grace has been shown from the Lord our God to leave us an escaped remnant and to give us a peg in his holy place.That our God may enlighten our eyes and grant us a little reviving in our bondage.
我们是奴仆，然而在受辖制之中，我们的神仍没有丢弃我们，在波斯王眼前向我们施恩，叫我们复兴，能重建我们神的殿，修其毁坏之处，使我们在犹大和耶路撒冷有强援。
For we are slaves, yet in our bondage our God has not forsaken us.But has extended loving kindness to us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us reviving, to raise up the house of our God, to restore its ruins, and to give us a wall in Judah and Jerusalem.
我们的神啊，既是如此，我们还有什么话可说呢？因为我们已经离弃你的命令。
And now our God, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken your commandments.
第十章第一节到第四节。
Chapter 10 verses 1 through 4。
以斯拉祷告认罪哭泣俯伏在神殿前的时候，有以色列中的男女孩童聚集到以斯拉那里，成了大会，众民无不痛哭。
10. Now while Ezra was praying and making confession, weeping and prostrating himself before the house of God, a very large assembly, men, women and children gathered to him from Israel, for the people wept bitterly.
属以南的子孙耶歇的儿子斯迦尼对以斯拉说，我们在此地娶了外邦女子为妻，干犯了我们的神，然而以色列人还有指望。
Shechaniah the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, said to Ezra, We have been unfaithful to our God and have married foreign women from the peoples of the land. Yet now there is hope for Israel in spite of this.
现在当以我们的神立约修这一切的期理解他们所生的照着我主和那因神命令战经之人所预定的按律法而行。
So now let us make a covenant with our God to put away all the wives and their children according to the counsel of my Lord and those who tremble at the commandment of our God and let it be done according to the law.
你起来，这是你当办的事，我们必帮助你，你当奋勉而行。
Arise, for this matter is your responsibility, but we will be with you. Be courageous and act.
好，我们圣经暂时读到这里，请我们低头一点祷告。
That will end our scripture reading for now, and let us bow our heads for prayer.
主，我们感谢你在你复活早晨，你召集你儿女一同聚在你跟前。
Lord, we want to thank you that you.Welcome your sons and daughters to gather at the throne.
每次在你面前求你真是给我们一个简单的信心，让我们因着你所成就的救赎工作，我们一同俯伏敬拜在你面前。
Give us the simple faith as we gather before your presence so that we will remember that great salvation work you have done for us.
每次聚在你面前，我们真是有颗心愿，愿意更多明白你的心意，也愿意靠着恩典活在你的心意里面，得你的欢喜。
Whenever we gather before your presence, we have this longing inside of us to know your will and be able to walk in it.
因此求你早晨要借着在历史上如何带领以色列百姓，今天仍然在这个时代当中带你的教会在地上能够继续往前去。
May the Lord who has guided the Israelites in history be the Lord that also gathers that leads his church now on earth today.
借着历史的教训引导我们今天在地上知道如何来更多明白你的道路，更多能够靠主走在你所喜悦道路上。
Use the lessons of history to instruct how we know how to walk on earth today.
因此我们愿意把这一点时间把它所交通化，一同交托在主的手中。
We take the words that you have said and we want to give it into your hands.
求你真的借圣灵把这些话解开，说在我们心中。
May your Holy Spirit open your word and speak your words into our heart.
叫这些话真的成为我们生命实际的经历，叫这些话带领我们走前面的道路。
May your words become true experience that we may know how to walk the path before us.
我们将祷告都靠主耶稣基督的名求。
With all these things, we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
让早晨愿意和弟兄姊妹继续来看以斯拉记。
Let us this morning with the brothers and sisters continue to look at the book of Ezra.
我想以斯拉记呢是记载以色列百姓从被掳归回之地，回到犹大耶路撒冷，在那里重新建造圣殿，在那里把神的律法重新恢复过来。
The book of Ezra is about how the exiles returned back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple and recover the law.
我们知道神按着他的应许，被掳70年以后，要把神的百姓重新带回到犹大地，重新建造圣殿。
We know that according to the Lord's will, they will be in exile for 70 years, and then the remnant will return to rebuild the house in Jerusalem.
所以满了70年被掳之后，神借着 所罗巴伯第一次把以色列百姓带回到犹大地，重新建造圣殿。
So once 70 years have been completed, the first wave of exiles returned under Zerubbabel to rebuild the temple.
所以当圣殿重新被建造恢复起来以后，使得百姓可以再回到圣殿里面再侍奉神。
When the temple was rebuilt, the people can once again return into the temple to God's presence to worship Him.
那为什么还有第二次的归回呢？
Then why, we ask, is there a second wave of exiles that return?
第二次的归回呢，是借着文士以斯拉在那里把神的律法、把神的话恢复过来。
The second wave under the scribe Ezra was to recover the law.
所以不仅外面圣殿建造起来，不仅已经有圣殿的服事。
It's not important just to have the outward temple be rebuilt, that the priestly services got restored.
但是在圣殿里面服事也必须照着神的话，照着神的律法，这样服事，这样才能得神的心，满足神的心意。
But the priestly services that were restored within the temple have to be according to God's heart written in the law.
所以只有外面圣殿的服事还不够满足神的心。
That is why mere outward service of the temple does not fully satisfy God's heart.
这个侍奉也必须要照着神的律法来侍奉。
That service must be according to the law.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天要学习的功课。
And this is a lesson we must learn today.
以前年长弟兄告诉我们，
Elderly brothers and sisters used to tell us in the past,
不仅要有服事，并且需要高有服事。
Not only do we must have service, but we must have service under the anointing.
这样的服事才能够有永存的价值。
In that case,The service under the anointing will have eternal value.
我们知道当初神的百姓之所以会被亡国被掳，就是因为他们离弃神的话。
The reason for the people of God to be disciplined and exiled is because they left the Lord.
从旧约历史里面，我们看见末了被掳之前，犹大国的死灵光景。
If you look at the Old Testament, near the end of the history of Judah, we can see their spiritual condition was poor.
许多时候他们还在圣殿里面服事。
Oftentimes, you'll find them in the temple serving.
但是里面的服事呢，圣经告诉我们说，里面满了许多偶像祭坛。
But inside the temple, we see fake altars and false gods, idols.
他们不是照着神的律法站在服事神。
They were not serving the Lord according to His will, the Word.
在被掳之前，那个当时属灵光景是怎样呢？
And if you look at their spiritual condition, what, how would you categorize it?
圣经告诉我们说呢，神的律法是神的律法诫命是传给那些祭司。
The Lord gave His law to the priests.
所以祭司嘴里是有存有知识，所以百姓也当从他的口中来寻求律法。
And one imagined the priests must have wisdom.So that the people can learn the law from them.
但是我们知道祭司呢失败了。
But we know the priests forfeited their responsibility.
他们拒绝神的知识，忘记神的律法。
They forgot the law.
所以不仅他自己没有遵守神的律法，整个百姓也没有在遵守神的律法。
And because the priests did not themselves follow the law, hence the people themselves also did not.
这就是为什么最终他们被外邦巴比伦王灭掉，然后城门被烧，圣殿被拆，城门被火焚烧，然后百姓被掳到巴比伦的一个经历。
And that is why the people got carried out into exile. The temple was broken down. The doors and the city were raised with fire.
所以神要恢复神百姓属灵光景的时候，头一个就是把圣殿重新建造起来。
Thus.In God's recovery work, the first step that He did was to rebuild the temple.
但是还需要把神的话也重新恢复起来。
And then, as importantly, He needs to recover the law.
而这个工作呢，是借着文士以斯拉所带进来的。
And that task was assigned to Ezra the scribe.
文士以斯拉他是亚伦的后裔，所以他也是祭司。
Ezra was descended from Aaron, so he was a priest.
但是神使用他不是祭司的身份，乃是文士的身份。
However, when the Lord chose him as a vessel, it's not because of his priesthood, but because of his scribehood.
有人说，可能文士是在被掳之时所兴起来一般人。
That the priests were raised up as a class of people during the Babylonian captivity. That within the culture of Babylon, within that captivity, there was a scribe Ezra.
他来定制考察, 遵行耶和华律法, 他也在那边教训以色列百姓神的律法。
This was an Ezra who set his heart on the word of God to study it and then to teach it to the people.
所以圣经几次提到以斯拉说他是通拿天上神律法的文士。
That's why the Bible several times called him skilled in the word of the Lord.
文士就是解释律法, 讲解教训律法的一般人。
This group of scribes would teach and study the law so that the people can understand it.
所以神借文士以斯拉把神的律法重新恢复在神的百姓当中。
And hence God chose the scribe Ezra to revive the word of God among his people.
那第二次归回我们上次提到说比第一次回去的人少非常多只有不到两千人。
We mentioned that the second wave, however, had less people who returned back to exile, only 2,000 people.
但感谢神，神把那些族长把他们的子孙的人数也记录下来。
But the Lord recorded each families and their sons.
我们可以说那是一本神的纪念册。
And that list is a scroll of remembrance.
因为这一般人似乎好像体贴神的心意，他们愿意重新回到耶路撒冷。
Because that group of people touched the Lord's heart, He was willing to remember them.
因为耶路撒冷才是神百姓该居住的所在。
This is a group of people that returned to Jerusalem, the place where they should be.
巴比伦是因为犯罪带来一个结果。
Babylon, though, is not their permanent dwelling place. It was the place of discipline.
那不是神百姓该一直长久居住的所在。
It's not their permanent home.
虽然少数人回去, 路途也是不容易。
Although very few people returned to Jerusalem, the road back was not easy.
但圣经几次提到说是神施了手在帮助他们保护他们。
And several times in the Bible, it records that the hand of the Lord was upon them to guide them and to protect them.
让他们很顺利就回到耶路撒冷城犹大。
That they directly returned back to Jerusalem and Judah.
那回去以后呢, 第八章末了告诉我们说, 他们头一件事情, 他们献燔祭。
And at the end of Ezra chapter 8, we learn that they offered burnt offerings to the God of Israel.
他们还没有开始，这边以色列还没有开始在那边教导神的百姓律法，恢复律法在神百姓当中的时候，头一件事情呢是奉献。
Even before Ezra taught the people the law of God and recovered the law, the first thing that the people did was to offer burnt offerings.
那就是说在工作之前先要奉献，把自己奉献给神。
That typifies that before service, we need to first consecrate ourselves.
这也是第一次归回所罗巴伯回去以后不是先重新建造圣殿。
If you recall, the first wave under Zerubbabel, when they returned back to rebuild the temple, the first thing they did was set up the altar.
他是先把神的祭坛重新建立起来。
That the altar was rebuilt for the burnt offerings.
我想这是一个属灵的次序。
That is a spiritual order and principle.
所以当他们献完祭以后，或是说当他们回到犹大地的时候，在那里的确有些属灵复兴的光景显明出来。
And once they offered themselves to the Lord, once there's burnt offerings upon the altar, a great spiritual condition emerged.
但第九章一开头就告诉我们。
And thus we come to Ezra 9, which tells us,
他说这事做完。
Now, when these things have been completed,
那就说前面第八章的那些事情,
implying after the recorded events of Ezra 8,
到底那一件事情做完多久以后呢? 然后接着第九章说这事做完以后呢?
So after a span of time, after what happened in Ezra 8, what happened next in chapter 9,
他说众所以来见我说以色列民和祭司并立位人没有 理解迦南人,
the princes approached Ezra and said, the people of Israel and the priests and Levites have not separated themselves from the peoples of the land.
那就是那些归回的人,他们仍然笑话这些国人民行可证的事。
That the people did not, the people of the land, the people in the land had did an abominable thing in the sight of the Lord.
因为因他们为自己和儿子娶了这些外邦女子为妻。 以致圣洁的种类和这些国人民呢混杂。
Because they took the daughters from the peoples of the lands and gave them to their own sons.
我刚才提到说，到底那些事做完又多久以后才发生底下这些娶外邦女子为妻这个事情呢？
We talked about there was a span of time before the intermarriages happened.
我想可能维持不了太久。
And I don't think it's that lengthy of a time.
并且在那里说到那些是那些领袖们和那些祭司那些立位人而是说后面告诉我们说是官长带头在那做这件事情。
And if you note here, it's the leaders, the priests, the Levites who are responsible and foremost in that unfaithfulness.
为什么在第八章末了，或是说第二批归回的人，他们的确在那里好像有一点恢复，有一点复兴的光景显明出来？
Why do you think that is the case? Where in Ezra 8 there was such a great spiritual condition, people offered themselves to God, but suddenly in Ezra 9 there is this event.
那怎么一下子又落到一个属灵的低潮里面？属灵的一个败落光景里面呢？
How come we went from a spiritual peak to a spiritual valley?
我想这也是常常发生在神儿女当中的一个情形。
This type of circumstance happens in your life as well.
因为当人好像在他们当中有点恢复，或是说有点所谓属灵复兴的时候，
Whenever you have a spiritual revival, even a small one,
人在那心里好像就有点骄傲。
Then inside our heart there arises a pride.
然后生活就不够严谨，就在放松了。
And thus we are very lax and undisciplined in how we live.
这个时候也就是魔鬼在那试探人、引诱人犯罪的时候。
And the reason behind it is Satan wants to tempt us away.
所以做完这些事以后呢，我们看见他们就在那娶外邦女子为妻。
That's why after the burnt offerings, the people started to intermarry and intermingle with the peoples of the lands.
和这些外邦人没有分别。
They did not separate themselves.
他们不知道，他们之所以能够归回，实在是神的恩典，是神的怜悯。
True, the return back to Jerusalem was all of God's grace.
因为与外邦女子，娶外邦女子为妻，这是律法里面，神的一个警戒。
But if you look at the intermarriage and intermingling, that is forbidden by the God's word.
因为当神的百姓要进到迦南地之前，借着摩西一再警戒以色列百姓。
Remember when Moses was about to bring the people of Israel into the promised land?
不可将你们女儿嫁给他们儿子，你们儿子也不可娶他们女儿为妻。
That Moses commanded them, according to the Lord, that you shall not intermarry with the peoples of the land. Give your Give your daughter to their daughters to your sons.
你们会随从那些外邦女子去敬拜他们的神。
Or else they would bring you away from worshiping God.
行神和憎恶的事情，就是拜偶像。
Then worship the other gods and play the harlot and worship
idols. 这些神的百姓被称为是圣洁的国民。
The Lord's people are supposed to be a holy nation.
神从世界埃及里面把他们拯救出来，分别为圣，归给耶和华，成为圣洁的民。
A holy nation that is separated from the world, separated from Egypt unto Himself.
神从万民当中拣选他们，作为神独特的百姓。
From all the world's peoples, God separated Israel to be His holy possession.
现在这些圣洁的民却和这些外邦女子混杂。
But now this supposed holy nation has intermingled with the peoples of the world.
英文翻了更好一点，他说这个混杂就是一个交织在一起。
The English version uses the word intermingled.
这个交织，这个混合是一个非常紧密的一个结合。
It means that it's a very fine mingling.
所以我们看见婚姻是一个非常紧密的一个结合，非常一个亲密的关系。
There was a very intimate connection between the peoples and the world.
当创世纪神在造人的时候，
In Genesis, when humans were created,
神造亚当夏娃的时候，他说人要离开妻子，人离开父母，要与妻子结合，二人要成为一体。
That when Adam and Eve were created, the son would leave the father and mother and be clung onto his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
所以婚姻的结合是成为一体，是非常紧密连接在一起的。
It's that relationship, a very intimate single union.
所以神一再警戒百姓说，你们进迦南地以后，不可效仿那些迦南人的行为。
Thus, when the people were supposed to go into Canaan, they are not supposed to have this unified, this union with the people of the land.
以他们要分别，不可娶他们女儿为妻。
They must be separated and not take their daughters for their sons.
这样就会随从他们去拜他们的偶像。
Or else it'll lead to the whole people's worshipping their idols.
这样会引起神的愤怒来灭绝你们。
And thus leading to the Lord's wrath upon them.
等到我们来到新约，我们就更清楚了。
But when we come to the New Testament, it becomes clearer.
那就说到我们和这个世界的关系是什么有关系。
That talks about the relationship of us with the world.
所以是说我们不属世界，正如主不属世界一样。
The Lord Jesus says that we're not of the world.
主借着他救恩，把我们从世界里面分别出来，归给他，成为一般圣洁的子民。
That through salvation, the Lord Jesus He took us out of the world unto Himself.
所以彼得前书那也告诉我们说，我们是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
That's why First Peter says that we are a holy nation.
因为我们是重价所买赎来归给他的人。
Because we've been bought with a price.
所以若是再回到世界与他联合，那是一个非常严重的事情。
And so if this holy nation, this chosen race becomes united with the world, that is a serious matter.
所以雅各书三那也告诉我们，
Likewise in the book of James,
他说你们这些淫乱的人啊，
you adulterers,
岂不知以世俗为友就是以神为敌吗？
Do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility towards God?
当人在那以世俗做朋友，就是站在世界那边。
That if you're friends with the world, then you are on the side of the world.
那是等于就是站在神的对立，成为神的仇敌。
You're standing in the position of being in opposition to God.
所以这是很严肃、很严重一件事情。
That's why this is a grave and serious matter.
因为使徒约翰告诉我们说，人若是爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
That's why Apostle John says, if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
所以主耶稣也说，一个人不能侍奉两个主。
Lord Jesus, likewise, you shall not serve two masters.
你不能侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
You cannot serve both God and Mammon.
必须以这个世界要一个很清楚的分别，有个界限在那里。
There has to be a clear distinction between you and the world.
因为神不仅把我们分别出来归给他。
That was the reason by which the Lord separated ourselves from the world to Him.
并且主对我们要求也是要专一的侍奉他。
And the Lord's expectation is that we are fully devoted to Him.
不能是好像侍奉神，好像又是侍奉世界一样。
You cannot serve the world and serve God simultaneously.
因为当一个人若与世界联合的话，就不可能再与主联合。
Because if you are united with the world, then you're not united with God.
这就是当时借旧历史所要表明一件的事实。
And that is a truth that is revealed in the Old Testament history.
所以以世界为属就是以神为敌。
That's why friendship with the world is hostility to God.
我读大学的时候呢，读到那个尼托森所写那本不要爱世界。
When I was in college, I read Washman Nee's Love Not the World.
这是一本影响我一生很大的一本书。
This was an influential book in my life.
尼弟兄实在是一个有属灵看见的人。
Washman Nee had such a spiritual vision.
他在那一篇不要爱世界那一篇的信息里面，
Inside one of the messages in Love Not the World,
他看见世界各样的事物背后有一个系统，有一个组织在那里。
He saw that behind the world's systems, there was a power, a mind behind it.
有一个权势在那控制世界上各样的事情。
There was a power behind the systems of the world controlling it.
不管是社会制度、政治制度、经济。
Regardless of whether it's the political, economic, or cultural worlds,
教育文化,
the artistic worlds,
我想从外面来看，这些都是好的。
Outwardly, they might seem neutral or good.
我们看今天世界上各种科技一直都在进步。
We see in the world today, technology constantly changes and improves.
人知道更多的知识。
We have been gaining knowledge.
经济在改变，在进步，说教育各方面都要改变，好像。科技都在进步。
On the surface, it seems like all these technologies, all these arts, all these
给我们生活上更方便，物质上更丰富。
World systems are improving, making our lives more convenient and comfortable.
提高我们生活水准。
And it's making all our livelihoods better.
但是我们看见今天的人是更信靠神，或是更远离神。
But can we say that through all these advancements, people are closer to God or farther from Him?
不管是信主的、不信主的，和神的关系是越来越亲近，还是越来越疏远？
Regardless of whether you're a believer or a non-believer, are you closer to God?
我们承认是越来越疏远。
We can only acknowledge.
为什么呢？
That we are farther from God, and why is that the case?
因为这些世界上事物的后面，虽然就是我们经常说都是好的，事物也可行的。
That is because behind the cultural advancements, there is a power.
但是背后有个权势控制了这些，在那影响人，叫人与神越来越疏远。
And that power controls the world systems, bringing people away from God.
这是人所看不见的。
This is something that we cannot physically see.
所以人也不会注意到这件事情。
And that's why we don't notice it too much.
的确，今天科技的进步给我们很多方便。很多事情很容易，不像从前好像很多麻烦，要做很多事很麻烦。
So when technology advances and your life becomes more convenient,
我想讲一个很简单的事情。
We must remember, let's say a small example.
以前我们没有所谓线上聚会的事情。
There used to be no such thing as virtual meetings online.
因着疫情的关系，好像这个科技又显出它的很大一个功用出来。
But because of the pandemic, it's become something that is normal.
因着不能够聚在一起，我们都可以在线上聚会。
So if we can't meet in person, we can meet online.
就像今天好像有些弟兄姊妹回到中国大陆、台湾，他没办法来参加祷告聚会，但是他可以在线上还是可以参加祷告聚会。
And that's why some brothers and sisters, when they go back to Taiwan or China, they can't come in person, but they can join us online for prayer meeting.
但是就知道这个科技就给我们一个好像有这一方面的好处。
So this technology gives us that benefit.
但是这个科技呢，也会影响到我们聚会那个态度。
However, does that technology affect the attitude of gathering?
因为这样科技呢，我们觉得说，我也不一定要到会所，现在可以到会所去。我不一定到会所聚会，我在现在也可以听到啊。
So, although you can't physically make it to the church meeting in person, you think I can just stay at home and listen to the service online.
他可以来，但是因为这个科技，将觉得说不需要来。
You can come, but because of technology, you don't come.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见，我到底我们这些。社会上这些改变科技的改变这些是我们在控制它管理它还是它在管理我们
So often when it comes to technology we think we are controlling it but actually it controls us
若是因着环境不允许我们来到聚会当中
Sometimes we feel like it's inconvenient for us we don't
我们出远门我们在远方我们出远门到外地去
If we travel abroad We also would not let it come in person.
但是我们还是在那段时间，我们可以在线上听信息。
But we can at that time still listen to the messages.
就像我刚才说，有的姊妹她回中国回台湾，她照样可以在线上与弟兄姊妹在祷告聚会。
You can be abroad in China or Taiwan visiting family, but you can also pray.Come and join a prayer meeting online.
我可以使用这个科技，我可以控制这个科技，叫我在属灵上得帮助。
So one thinks that we can control the technology for our own spiritual growth.
但是这个科技也可以来控制我们。
But that technology we must be aware can also control us.
这样我们看见不需要吗？在线上也可以听到，为什么一定要去呢？
We think in-person meetings don't matter. Why do I even bother to go? I can just go online.
弟兄姊妹，这就是看见今天地上事物，外面看是好的，但是。你来控制他，还是他来控制你
？That's why the world system today might seem beneficial, but who controls whom?
为什么他能够控制我们
？Why does the world control us?
因为背后有个世界的权势在控制这些外面这些东西。
Because there's a mind behind it.
这样不是以神更亲近、更疏远
？The evil one wants to bring us away from being close to the Lord.
因为圣经也告诉我们说，全世界都是握在恶者的手下。
Right, the world is under the hand of the evil one.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们必须要有一个属灵眼光。
Thus, we need to have spiritual sight.
到底世界上的事是我们在控制它，还是它来控制我们？
Are the things of the world controlling us, or are we controlling it?
我们常说钱财是中性的，是没有错。
Likewise, we say that money is a very useful thing.
但是是我在控制管理这个钱财，还是钱财在管理我、控制我？
And do we control the money, or do we think that the money is controlling us?
钱财若是我在管理它，我可以借这些钱财用在神的事情上来服侍神。
That we should be controlling money and be able to take the money as resources for the Lord's service.
但是这个钱财也可以控制我们。
Yet oftentimes the money controls us.
就是要满足我们肉体上的需要。
To satisfy the desires of our flesh.
因为是背后有个权势在那里。
Because behind it there is a power behind the
world. 所以我们有这样看见的话，我们才知道说这些我们都可以来控制它，为我们效力。
Unless we have spiritual sight, then we would know.How to control
若是我们被他控制的话
But if we are controlled by it,
我们以为好像来到现场但这现场没有什么差别
Then we would think that there's no difference between online and in-person gatherings
人常以为说、哎、我们也在聚会
People say that we are worshiping and gathering
但是那个聚会是不是神所要我们的聚会方式
But is that service according to the Lord's will?
我再来多讲在从前在台湾的时候大热天走路骑脚踏车骑公车还是要去聚会。
Back then when we were in Taiwan, even though it was a very hot day, we would take the bike and the bus to church.
下雨天拿雨伞骑公车还是要聚会。
And then if it was a rainy day, we would take our umbrellas and get on the bus.
但是今天科技进步了。
But because technology has improved today,
下雨天我们不需要淋雨，我们可以开车。
We have cars now, and so we don't have to get rain in the
barn. 大热天我们有冷气。
And on a hot day, you have air conditioning in your car.
天气冷，我们不会受天气影响，我们可以开车。
And when the weather gets cold, you could also drive your car.
这些都给我们很多方便。
And this has made commuting so much simpler.
但是今天人怎么样来使用这些，或者说被他所使用或所控制呢？
So in terms of transportation, does it control you or you control it?
有很多方便，有的其实，但是人不愿意来聚会。
So much convenience now, but are we willing to come to meeting?
为什么？是那些在控制着我们，不是我们去控制他。
Why is it? Because there's a power behind it that controls us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个属灵的实际。
This is a spiritual reality we live in.
所以我们看见他们在那边以外邦人结合起他们的女儿为妻。
So when the peoples in this passage are intermarrying with the peoples of the land,
并且是那些首领官长作为这件事情的罪魁。
When they were doing abominable things in unfaithfulness,
是领袖在那边带头行恶事。
That the people who are foremost in that unfaithfulness were the princes and the rulers.
所以我们看见那些领袖影响力非常大。
And we know the influence of princes and rulers are great.
从教会历史里面，从今天教会历史里面，一直看见这个事实。
From Old Testament history to church history, we see the same fact.
看见教会那些都是一个好王、君王，是在那边行耶和华眼中看为对的事。
If there was a king in Israel that did what was right in the sight of God,
百姓就跟着去敬畏耶和华。
Then likewise the people would follow.
反而过来若是一个恶王行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
However, if there were an evil king that did not do what was right in the eyes of God,
百姓就跟着去行恶事。
Then the peoples would also likewise follow.
今天地上的新约教会历史也是一样。
And if you look at church history, that's the same story.
在教会历史里面，神总是借那些少数带头领袖。
That the Lord has often used a few vessels here or there to lead God's people.
但是若是教会里面没有这些好的一个属灵光景的领袖呢，教会就是落在一个非常败落的光景。
But if the spiritual condition of its leaders were poor, then likewise the spiritual condition of the people.
所以感谢神，虽然好像大部分的以色列百姓，甚至那些利未人祭司都在那边行这恶事，与外邦人女儿结合。
So if we see here, if the elders, the princes, the priests, and Levites are intermarrying with the peoples of the land.
但神在这里告诉我们说，有一般人蒙到神的保守。
But we see here that there is a group of people that comes before God.
他们看见这个事情，他们有感觉。
That when they saw this thing, there was a response inside their hearts.
他们来告诉以色列说：“以色列民啊，以色列民，他们没有理解这些迦南人。”
They said to Ezra that the peoples did not separate themselves from the peoples of the lands. They have taken some of the daughters as wives for themselves and for their sons.
所以感谢神, 即使好像大部分的百姓都落在那个罪恶里面, 但是总是有一般人得到神恩典的保守。
It seems that although the majority of the peoples were in the world, but there's a small group of God's children that cared for God.
看见这光景的时候来告诉以斯拉。
So when they saw this poor spiritual condition, they came to tell Ezra.
当以斯拉听见这个事情的时候, 他的反应是怎么样呢?
And when Ezra heard about this, what was his reaction?
以斯拉在那里就撕裂衣服外袍，然后把了头须，把了胡须。
He tore his garments and robe and pulled out some of the hairs of his head and of his beard.
那是一种受羞辱悲痛的一个表现。
This is describing a lamenting, a painful.
他惊恐忧闷坐在那里。
A painful reaction. He sat appalled on the ground.
他整个人落在那种惧怕、忧虑、恐惧的当中。
And he sat in that condition in fear and trembling.
他坐在那里不知道该如何。
Not knowing what to do.
因为他知道这是一个非常严重的事情。
Because he knows that this is such a serious, grave matter.
而且许多人认为说，外族的女子通不是什么邪恶、败坏的事情。
When the majority of people thought, what was that serious about intermarrying with other people? But Ezra knew the seriousness. He knew this was not a small matter. Because he recalled the history of Israel in the past, how they fell into this spiritual condition.
拜他们的偶像,
because the source of the discipline in Israel's history was because people intermarried with foreign wives and then started to worship foreign idols, thus leading to the Lord's judgment. That was their condition. Ezra was so familiar with the Word of God. You know that this thing was abominable in the law.
他在这里还告诉我们说，有一般人呢，也是和他一样，因为耶和华神原以战惊都因这被掳归回之人所犯的罪，聚集到以色列那里。
That's why here it talks about a group of people who also trembled at the words of God and came and gathered to Ezra.
为什么这些人这边恐惧战惊和以斯拉一样有这样反应呢?
Why was there a small group of people who trembled along with Ezra?
因为是以色列神原以而战惊。
It's because they cared about the Lord's words.
因为他们知道神的话已经很清楚地记载。
Because they know it was clearly laid out in the Word of God.
这样的结局会带出什么结果来?
What is the outcome of that unfaithfulness?
神愤怒的审判要临到他们当中。
They knew that judgment will be coming from the Lord.
这就是为什么以斯拉听见这件事情后，他们惊恐惧怕，坐在那边，两次提到他惊惧忧闷坐在那里。
That's why Ezra's response was this, sitting there appalled and trembling.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天多少人因着听见神的话，说读到神的话而咱们恐惧战惊呢？
For us today, how many of you, when you hear the Word of God, suddenly would tremble and have that holy fear? Often we turn to the Bible and we like the positive promises, the encouragements.
感谢神,
thank the Lord that those are the words of God. We like to hear how Moses says the Lord God is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, full of loving kindness, forgiving iniquities.
感谢神,
true, the Lord's words are very precious.
我们的确从许多神这些安慰、鼓励的话、激励话得到很多的帮助，得到很多扶持。
From those encouraging words in the Bible, we do receive much encouragement and building up. We really resonate with those encouraging words.
但是我们,
but how many times when we read the Word of God, it produces fear and trembling within us.
好像我们读那些话的时候，好像没有感觉，就过去了。
And oftentimes when there's supposed to be trembling, we often read the words and are indifferent.
我们的确喜欢听到神那个不轻易发怒。
We like to hear that the Lord is slow to anger.
感谢神，神的确是一个不轻易发怒的神。
And thank the Lord, He is slow to anger.
他不是人一犯罪，好像神的击打审判就临到。
It's not as if we sin, suddenly the judgment of God comes upon us.
所以我们看见耶利米书在那里告诉我们。
And that's why in the book of Jeremiah,
神在那里对百姓说呢，神是从早上起来就差遣先知和仆人去警戒他们，他们却不听。
That the Lord from the early rising has sent them prophets.
在那里呼唤他们，他们也不答应。
But he has called out, but they did not answer.
神每天早上开始就差遣他仆人先知去警戒神的百姓。
That at the early rising, God sends prophets to remind the people.
从早上开始就一直在做，一直在做这个事情。
From the early rising, God is constantly calling out to His people.
一再要把他们挽回过来。
To restore the people to Himself.
神不是轻易就随便这样发怒了呀。
God is slow to anger.
一直盼望他们能回头离开那些恶行。
Willing for his people to return and leave evil.
但是我们却不知道，当神发怒的时候，那是不得了的。
Because when the Lord's wrath does come, it is unbearable.
是人承受不起的。
It's not something that can be borne by humanity.
我们常说神是不会发怒，甚至神不会发怒，他是忍耐到底的神。
We often say that the Lord is slow to anger, that he will not pursue
judgment. 但圣经也告诉我们说，神是忍耐，是有一个会到底的。
However, it is true that there's a limit to the Lord's mercy.
从以色列历史，我们看见神的愤怒是会发的。
That we see that there is a cap to the Lord's mercy.
他忍耐是有限的。
That His mercy will one time end and the judgment will come.
他不是一直忍耐一直下去，容许神的百姓一直犯罪得罪神。
His mercy will not allow the people to just continue sinning and sinning until the end.
他一直忍耐不轻忽了，但是到个地步，神的百姓应着景象不愿悔改的话。
He is a patient Lord waiting for the people to return.
他的愤怒会临到的。
That if people don't repent, His judgment will come.
正如主耶稣在地上传道的时候也是一样。
When the Lord Jesus was preaching on the earth, He said,
因为犹太一直拒绝他，不相信他。
Because the Jewish people used to not listen to Him and not care about Him.
到最后，马太福音23章末了的时候，
And at the end of Matthew 23,
他在为耶路撒冷哀哭。
He was lamenting for the city of Jerusalem.
他说：“耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊。”
He said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem."
你将那些神所差遣那些先知杀死他们，用石头打死他们。
You who killed the prophets and stoned those who I sent to the earth.
我多次好像多次招聚儿女。
How long I wish to gather the children.
多次召集儿女，好像母鸡要把那小鸡召集在它翅膀底下。
As a hen who gathers the chicks under her wings.
再说，主耶稣上他，我多次召集你们，不是一次而已，两次，多次的。
How long have I wanted to do that?
像母鸡把小鸡召集在它翅膀底下，要保护它们。
How much do I long to gather the children as chicks under a hen's wings.
只是他们不愿意。
However, they were not willing.
所以主在说你们家就要成为荒凉。
That's why the Lord then says, therefore the house shall be unto you desolate.
24章就说到圣殿要被拆毁，一块石头就不留在石头上。
And then in Matthew 24, we read about the prophecy of the temple being taken apart, not one stone left upon another.
那后面就讲到一个忠心有知识的仆人，或是一个恶仆人。
And then there's a parable about a good and faithful servant and a wicked and unfaithful servant.
那25章就讲到了十个童女，到底是一个有预备有还是没有预备有的童女。
And then Matthew 25 talks about the parable of the wise and foolish virgins, whether they prepared oil.
然后后面又讲到按着才干把银子分给他们5000、2000、1000的。
And then the parable of talents talks about the Lord giving talents according to each one's ability.
等到交账的时候，到底是能够进到主人的喜乐里面，还是在那被丢在黑暗里面痛哀哭，哀哭切齿。
And then at the final judgment, at the accounting, then the Lord will either receive you into the joy of the Lord or throw you in outer darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth.
讲到将来的审判的问题,
that discusses the judgment seat to come.
讲到交账的问题,
there is an accounting of accounts.
所以当保罗站在那里说呢,
that's why when Paul talks about how he wants to please the Lord,
因为有一天在基督台前,
that at the judgment seat of Christ, each person must give an account.
按着个人所行的, 善或恶,
according to what the people did, whether good or evil.
所以弟兄姊妹,
we know that the Lord is slow to anger, but when that anger one day emerges, it is unbearable.
感谢神,
thank the Lord.
以斯拉也知道,
because Ezra knew this,
虽然因着神的话而战惊恐惧,
although the word of God is frightening,
但他也知道神是有恩典有怜悯的神,
Ezra still knew that the Lord is gracious and merciful.
因为以赛亚先知在那里说,
Isaiah, prophet Isaiah said,
他说我所看顾的是虚心痛悔, 因我话而战惊的人,
the person I look upon is those who are humble and contrite of heart who tremble at my word.
人因着神的话, 恐惧战惊,
that because of God's word, the people may become humble.
所以他一回到神面前, 真悔改认罪, 痛心悔改,
and thus are willing to return to the Lord to repent and change their ways.
神要看顾这一般人,
then the Lord will look upon that group of people.
所以使他虽然恐惧战惊坐在那里,
so although Ezra and those people are trembling before God,
他很快就回到神面前, 在披麻蒙灰认罪祷告,
Ezra quickly returned before God's presence to repent and offer a prayer of confession.
感谢神, 以斯拉这一段的认罪祷告, 是一个极深的一个祷告,
thank the Lord that Ezra's prayer here is very deep.
圣经里面有三次一个很大的祷告, 认罪祷告, 这是其中的一个,
this is one of the deepest prayers in the Bible.
另外两次, 同样都在第九章, 林希米第九章, 但以理第九章,
the other great deep prayers of the Bibles are also found in 9th chapters, including Daniel 9 and Nehemiah 9. All those three prayers are prayers of confession.
所以我们看见以斯拉在那里认罪祷告,
so we see here, Ezra repented and confessed,
他在双膝跪下报愧蒙羞,
that he prostrated himself on the ground and stretched out his hands to God.
他不敢向神昂脸,
he fell on his knees, not even wanting to lift his eyes to God.
为什么他不敢向神昂脸呢?
Why did he not want to turn his face towards God?
以下告诉我们说, 他这个罪恶, 哎, 他这个我们的罪孽灭顶,
because he says that for the iniquities have risen above our heads.
你看人看这个以外族女子通婚, 怎么会罪恶那么大, 罪恶内顶呢?
And our guilt has grown even to the heavens. Why is that the case?
他底下说, 罪恶滔天,
because the intermarriage is such a serious sin.
罪恶,
such a great sin that its guilt has reached up to the heavens.
底下说,
and it says that this is a grave and serious sin.
因为以斯拉知道这个罪恶是非常可怕的,
that's why he calls it a great guilt.
说他来到神面前不敢仰望，不敢仰面看神,
it's such a fearful sin that he is embarrassed to lift up his face to see God.
正如加福音18章那里也讲到两个人祷告,
and this reminds us of in Luke 18, there's prayers of two people.
一个是自义的法利赛人,
there was a Pharisee.
一个是人看为罪的人的税吏,
and there was a tax collector.
那个税吏来到圣殿那里祷告的时候,
when the tax collector came to the temple to pray,
神告诉我们说他是远远的站住,
he stood from afar, not even wanting to lift his face up to God.
他向神祷告, 他不敢靠近神, 他远远地站着向神祷告,
that he was not even willing to come close to God. He stood standing at some distance away.
他也不敢举目看天, 看神,
and he was unwilling to lift his eyes to heaven.
他只在那捶胸求神开恩怜悯可怜他这个罪人,
but he instead beat his heart and said, God be merciful to me, a sinner.
所以那天以斯拉祷告说，他也不敢仰脸向着神。
Likewise, in Ezra's prayer, he was unwilling to lift his eyes to heaven.
他知道这个罪恶把他灭顶了，这个罪恶是何等的大滔天。
He knew about the shame, he knew about the guilt, the iniquities were so great it reaches up to heaven.
他在抱愧蒙羞。
And that's why he wept.
因为他知道说，以外邦结合联合这件事情所带来可怕的结果。
He knew about the consequences of being in union with the world.
他又想到他们列祖那些君王、那些祭司，神是说把他们交在外邦的手中杀害掳掠，击杀他们。He
knew that because of those iniquities, that's why the kings and the prophets were given over to foreign kings.
就是因为他们离弃神。It's
because they left God.
所带来神的审判。
And thus led to the judgment of God.
他底下说呢，他说，我们在你面前不过是暂时蒙恩就是了，暂且施恩，神暂且施恩给我们。What
follows is, then he says, but now for a brief moment grace has been shown from the Lord our God.
给我们留些逃脱的人，使我们安稳如钉子钉在圣所上。
To leave us an escape remnant and to give us a peg in his holy place.
底下说我们不过是稍微复兴就是了。
To grant us a little reviving.
这里是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
因为神的百姓以为神的恩典是要丰富的。
It seems that the people thought that God's grace was bountiful.
我们可以随意行事的。
And thus, because His grace is so bountiful, we can do whatever we want.
但是这里以斯拉祷告说，是暂且施恩给我们。But
here it says that the Lord gave us a little space.
我想英文翻译更好一点，他说神只给我们一点的空间就是了。The
KJV mentions that the Lord gave us a little space.
只留少数逃脱的人存留下来，移走。To
leave us an escaped remnant.
神给我们恩典，不是人以为好像非常浩大，空间非常大。
When we think of God's grace, we shouldn't think of it allows us leeway to do whatever we want.
你可以随意行事，好像神没关系。
As if the Lord didn't care what we did.
这是今天人的一个错误的观念。
That is a wrong understanding of His grace.
正如使徒保罗写信给罗马人的时候。
That when Paul was writing to the Romans,
罗马书第五章末了告诉我们说，律法是要显出人的罪来。
That the law was to make the sin abound.
再来说，当罪越多的话，神的恩典更多，更丰富。
But when sin abounded, grace overabounded.
所以第六章有人就说，那这样，那我们不是更可以活在罪恶里面，显出神更多恩典吗？
And that's why Romans 6 follows that says, Are we to sin that sin may abound?
神说断乎不可。
By no means.
一个在罪里死人，怎么可以再来罪上活呢？
How shall we who died to sin still live in it?
但是当时的百姓，他们可能就是一个这个观念，因为罪更多，那不是显出神恩典更多更丰富吗？
That could be the reasoning behind the peoples in Ezra. Why don't we sin more? This way, God's grace can abound to us more.
他们以为神施恩非常多，空间非常大。
They thought that God's abundant grace gives allowance to sin.
我们可以随意行事，做任何事情，神都有恩典，神会赦免我们。
And we do whatever we want because the Lord will forgive us out of His grace.
底下还说，他说我们受辖之中，不过是稍微复兴而已。
What follows is, it says here, that God may grant us a little reviving.
从他们前面第八章，好像他们认为说，我们在这有非常大的复兴，非常大的恢复。
It might seem for them that there was a great revival when in the last chapter they got together.
以斯拉知道说，这不过是稍微复兴而已，一点点的复兴而已。
But Ezra saw this whole opportunity as a little reviving.
只留下少数人逃脱的人而已。
Leaving just a small remnant that escapes from bondage.
若是神给我们一个大复兴，应该就更多人逃脱，更多人愿意归回才对。
You can imagine if God did give a great reviving, then a large number of people would have returned.
那以斯拉知道，这不过是一点点的复兴，稍微复兴而已。
But Ezra knew the truth that this was a little reviving.
没有什么可夸耀的。
That there is nothing to boast about.
后面又说呢，我们他说我们如何我们像钉子钉在圣所里面，安稳在圣所里面。
And what God did was also to give us a peg in His holy place.
这些少数归回的人，神好像把他们放在圣所，他们应该是担负些责任的人。
For this escaped remnant, they are considered as this peg, a nail.
应该可因着担负责任，可以带动更多百姓的一个恢复。
As if this small peg can, a small amount of people can carry the weight of a larger group of people.
只有这些人，他没有珍惜神这么一点点恩典，一点的恢复复兴。
But they did not. The people did not care about what was on God's heart, and did not look. Lightly, they look lightly on this little reviving.
反而在放纵肉体的情欲，去娶这外邦女子为妻。
And because they looked lightly on the reviving, they started to intermarry with the world.
神给他们能够叫他们能够回去，能够在那边重新建造圣殿。
Because the Lord encouraged the people to return to rebuild the house.
这一切实在都是神的恩典，没什么可夸耀的。
We need to see that this is all by God's grace, and there's nothing to boast about.
现在神把他们带到，回到犹大重新建造圣殿，重新把律法恢复起来。And
because the people now return back to Judah and Jerusalem to rebuild the house, there is a recovery of the law.
神这样恩待他们，他们还能够说什么呢？
And because the Lord has given them such grace and led them all the way, what can they boast about?
但他们上面还是离弃神借着律法、借着仆人、先知警戒他们的话。
And that's why they need to then tremble and listen closely, humbly to what's written in the law.
但是以利亚也知道说，以斯拉也知道说，他们的行法来，经过神给他们的那个惩罚。
And Ezra here knows that there is a small group of people that cared about what was God's word.
他们当受了刑罚，应该是全族都灭绝的。他们所当受的刑罚，应该是全族都灭绝，全族或会。
It was supposed to be the case that if there was this type of sin among the people, the whole people of Israel would have been destroyed. But the Lord did not destroy this group of people. They're supposed to have, okay, so the peoples were supposed to be destroyed, but God left them a remnant out from the destruction to return.
若是神真是在那行大审判的话，他们没有一个人可以留下来。
That if it was according to the iniquities of what their fathers deserved, there would not be a remnant left.
So Israel说，若是我们继续这样子违背你的命令，正是神的发怒的时候呢，一个都留不下，都没有剩下一个逃脱的人。That
if God's wrath really did come upon the people, then not a single person would be able to escape. There would be no remnant. And that is why in pain, Ezra prayed and confessed. He knows that this is the righteous anger of the Lord. That even in the Lord's righteous judgment, still the Lord left a small remnant. And thank the Lord through the prayer of Ezra.
我们看见第十章就告诉我们说，在以色列当中，男女孩童都聚集到以斯拉那里。
Then we come to Ezra 10, where a very large assembly gathered to Ezra, men, women, and children. That the people together gathered and wept bitterly. Now we see that the whole assembly, whether young or old, gathered together to weep bitterly. Thank the Lord that through Ezra's confession and prayer, the whole assembly was affected.
在这有一个人释迦尼对以色列说，娶了外邦女子为妻，干犯我们的神，然而以色列还是有指望的。
that now hear from among the people a person named Shechaniah said to Ezra that we have been unfaithful to our God and have married foreign women.
现在我们当与神立约和神之间有一个新的开始。He
said, so now let us make a covenant with our God. He wants a new beginning.
要修这一切需要理解那些他们所生的儿女。
To correct their wrongs, to put away the wives.
那就是要对付这些罪恶。
That means to take care of the sin in your life.
所以他才鼓励以撒说你要起来当办的事。
And that's why he tells Ezra, arise, for this matter is your responsibility.
我们必帮助你，你当奉命而行。
We will be with you, be courageous and act.
感谢主，就是因着以撒这样的祷告。
Thank the Lord that through Ezra's prayer,
使百姓当中还是有点恢复起来。
That there is a revival among God's people.
后面就他们就在对付这些处理这些与外邦女子结婚的这些人。
And as a result, the people took action and put away the foreign wives.
把那些人的名字，他们的子孙都列出来。
And it follows by a recording of the people's names of those who have done that.
花了多少时间？花了3个月。
How long did this whole process take? 3 months.
才能把那些人找出来。
To find out who has a foreign wife.
所以可见当时有非常多的以色列百姓娶那些外邦女子。
Because it took 3 months, it's a lengthy time. We know that a lot of people then took foreign wives.
感谢神，就是因为以撒在神面前有这样的认罪祷告。
But thank the Lord because of Ezra's prayer before God with a repentance and confession.
他们在神面前重新悔改认罪。
There is a repentance among God's people, a spiritual exercise within.
他们也因着神的话在那恐惧战惊。
And because of God's word, the people trembled.
知道神是可怕的神，是公义的神。
To know that the Lord is a fearsome God.
但是人只要愿意痛心悔改，回到他面前，神顾念他们，神赦免他们。
However, if the people humble themselves and return back to Him, God will show mercy.
感谢神，我们的神仍然是有恩典怜悯神。
Thank the Lord that He's gracious and compassionate.
所以不仅旧约以色列百姓是这样子。
Not only true of the Old Testament.
新约神的教会也应该是这样光景。
But likewise in the New Testament in the church.
希伯来书告诉我们说，我们的神是烈火。
Hebrews tells us, for our God is a consuming fire.
火就是讲那个审判，讲那个刑罚。
Talking about discipline and judgment.
所以希伯来书告诉我们说，我们记得这不正当的果。
And that's why the Hebrews author says that because we have inherited an unshakable kingdom,
当感恩造神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉他。
Let us show gratitude by which we offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe.
为什么要虔诚敬畏的心，用感谢的心来侍奉他呢？
Why do we need to have this heart of gratitude and awe as we serve Him?
因为我们神是烈火。
For our God is a consuming fire.
我们神也是那个审判的神。
He is a God of judgment.
但是若是人因着听见他的话，是可怕的，是能够产生一个敬畏的心，恐惧战惊的心。
If you hear His word, that should produce in you this heart of reverence and awe.
人应回到神面前悔改认罪。
We should then return back to God, repent and confess our sins.
神会赦免怜悯他们。
Then the Lord will be gracious and merciful to us.
让他们和神之间有一个新的恢复一个正常关系。
To forgive us so that there will be a revived spiritual relationship with Him again.
弟兄姊妹，旧约历史这些都是我们的见解。
That's why the whole Old Testament history is for our instruction.
我们今天所恢复不是外面那些物质的东西。
That what we are reviving today is not outward things like buildings.
我们今天不需要重建一个物质的圣殿。
We don't need to create a great church building.
底下那一卷，那个尼希米，我们不需要重新建造城墙。
Likewise, in the next book, Nehemiah, we don't have to build a great wall.
今天新约里面所要恢复的是一个属灵的东西。
But the New Testament cares about the spiritual inward realities.
是我们这些神儿女被称为教会的人。
The temple, it's about the people of God in the New Testament.
教会必须要重新被建立起来。
It's about us, the church that has to be built up.
重新恢复过来,
that has to be revived.
让教会真的成为神属灵的殿，神的百姓在那按着神的话，在那侍奉神。
So that the church can be a place of God's dwelling, a place where people can listen to His word.
这是一个属灵复兴。
That is true spiritual revival.
我们感谢神，神在这个世代当中仍然做这样恢复的工作。
Thank the Lord that the God Himself today is doing this work right now.
因为这是他所定义要做成工作。
Because the work of recovery is His work.
最后工作完成的时候，就是启示末了，告诉我们新耶路撒冷圣城从天降临。
And the final result, the goal of the work, is the New Jerusalem, as mentioned in Revelation.
那是一个荣耀教会。
A glorious church.
城里面充满了神的荣耀。
Full of the Lord's glory.
里面都是神的光。
Full of the Lord's light.
那里人看见教会，就看见神自己。
That whenever people see that great church, people will see God Himself.
教会和神和基督结合。
That God and Christ and the church are now united as one.
那就是羔羊婚娶的时候。
That is the marriage of the Lamb.
那就是新妇预备好了。
That is when the bride has made herself ready.
羔羊就要迎娶他新妇教会。
That was when Christ would take the bride as His own church.
一起进到荣耀里面，一起进到永世里面。
So then they can enter into glory forever.
让求神恩待我们。
May the Lord guide us.
请弟兄当中结束祷告。
May our brother give a prayer to conclude the sharing.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
真的，感谢主，真的是借着黄弟兄的口带给我们的信息。
We want to thank the Lord for the words we heard from you through Brother Huang.
是啊，真的是在旧约里，在历史上，真的是。通过以斯拉的祷告，主啊，真的以斯拉带领众人来痛悔。
Indeed, it was through the prayer of Ezra that led the people to come and repent.
神曾经带领他们。
And that you have led them.
今天神也要带领我们。
And likewise, we ask that once we've heard, you would also lead us.
我们曾经也离弃了神的话，被这个世界所掳获。
Likewise, we often leave the word of God and are in the world.
曾经被这个世界所控制。
Being controlled by the things of the world.
如今只要我们真的是能思考，能够来痛悔。
But let us carefully consider and repent.
神也要带领我们走出这个世界。
The Lord will bring us out of the world, influence of the world.
神告诉我们不要爱世界，因为与世界为伍的就是与神为敌。
You tell us not to love the world, for friendship with the world is enmity to God.
我们不能既侍奉这个主神又侍奉这个世界，因为我们不能侍奉两个主人。
That we cannot, no person can serve two masters. We can't serve you and the world at the same time.
我们是圣洁的国度，我们属神的子民。
We are a holy nation, a chosen race.
我们要把自己献上。
We want to give ourselves to you.
我们要真的常常思考我们属灵的光景。
We want to carefully always remember what is our spiritual condition.
也求主亲自来带领我们。
May you lead us.
来保护我们
，protect us，
因为我们都是他的子民
，because we are your people，
也求神来亲自来打碎我们心中的各样的偶像
，and may you shatter the idols that are set up in our hearts，
让我们真的是现在就来反悔
，that right now we want to come and repent，
因为现在还来得及
，because there is still time， there is still today，
主啊，我们感谢赞美你
，Lord， we want to praise you，
祷告奉主耶稣的名
，in the name of the Lord Jesus。
Amen.
Amen.